Hare Krishna Maharaj, one question that your book Art of Chanting, in the second chapter you have mentioned that we have to glorify the holy name. And you have wrote that you should also glorify, and we as a devotee, we should glorify to get the taste of the holy name. Can you elaborate this context as in how can we glorify the holy name?
Well, the chapter also tells you, just to remind you, this devotee is saying that there's a book called Art of Chanting Hare Krishna. In this second chapter, the author is mentioning that the holy name, if we glorify the holy name, then Sri Nam Prabhu will be happy. Because Krishna, one of Krishna's names is Uttama Shloka. So Uttam Shloka means that the choicest, the best, the topmost, the best shlokas, verses of Sanskrit or Bengali or Brajbhasha, or whatever the Shastra may be written in, the best, choicest verses are used to glorify Krishna. The Uttam Shloka, to glorify Purushottam. We are Purusha, we are living entities, we are Purusha. We're Prakriti, but we're considered Purusha also, enjoyer. The Atma, enjoying this body, or trying to. So he's Purushottam, Sri Krishna, and he's glorified by so many selected and beautiful Sanskrit poetic verses. So Sri Nam Prabhu, the holy name of Krishna, is Krishna, Sakshat Krishna. So as Krishna, Sakshat Krishna, is pleased and happy when we offer stutis and stotrams, the whole Bhagavatam is full of prayers glorifying Krishna and Vishnu. And fourth canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 24, is called Rudra Gita. There's so many Gitas in the Bhagavatam. And in Rudra Gita, Rudra, Lord Shiva, he's glorifying Vishnu. So many verses. That's Uttama Shloka. And there's the Ayala Gita and the Rudra Gita and so many Gitas glorifying Krishna and all the cantos. So the holy name is right in front of us. We're worshipping the person, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, the person standing in front of us in three different names, Hare, Krishna, and Ram. So then there's so many verses to glorify the name, verses that are shlokas and uttama shlokas that are written specifically to glorify the name are the same as the verses used to glorify Krishna. And the Padma Puran, and these verses are there in this chapter also. I give example. You should glorify the holy name with these verses. Just like we come before the Thakurji. It's told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I go to take darshan. And one of the 64 limbs of devotion, there's 8 or 9 or maybe 10 of those 64 limbs are describing how to interact, how to see and how to behave and what to do when one comes in front of the Murti darshan, Thakurji darshan, Deity darshan, whatever you want to say. In the Mandir mein Thakurji darshan, kya kare? So then it says one should feelingly offer prayers. So when Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan in 1957, 58, he came in 56 over here. He used to go every day, whether he was in Vamshi, Gopal Mandir, by Nidiban area, or he lived in different places. For some time, he lived also near Brahmakund, down near Rangaji. It's not in the Leelamrita, but it's a fact. He kept one flat there. And then from there in Rangaji side, then he went to Vamshi Gopal temple in Nidiban side. Then from Nidiban side, he went to Sevakunj, to Radha Damodar, where we know more there. And he stayed there. So when he was living, he used to go every day to Radha Govindaji Mandir. That's considered Pratibhu Murti. The Govindaji temple in Jayapur is the original Govindaji of Rupa Goswami. But when Radha Govindaji left Vrindavan to go to Jayapur, then all the Brijvasis are crying. And they're very sad. And they're missing Govindaji too much. He's one of the teen Thakurs of Vrindavan that are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The teen Thakurs are Madan Mohan or Madan Gopal. He also has two names, same deity, Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan. Govindaji and Gopinath. So after the Mughal invaders, they left Vrindavan, then it was safe again, but Govindaji, they wanted to bring Govindaji back, but he didn't want to go. He didn't want to come back. So he stayed with the Jai Singh in Jayapur to receive the puja and bhoga over there. So the Brijvasis, they made another deity. It's called Pratibhu. It's a replacement or the same deity, Radha Govinda. So Prabhupada went there every day, take darshan. Then when he was taking darshan of the deities, he would feelingly offer prayers. The Pajari, I met the Pajari, old Pajari, in 1988 when I was first coming to Vrindavan. And he told me this beautiful story that your Guruji used to come here. Because Prabhupada was very fond of Govindaji, everyone knows that. And his biography, when he was a young boy living in Calcutta, he used to go to a wealthy person's house nearby, Mr. Mulik or Malik or whatever, some Hindu wealthy, pious, religious devotee of Krishna. And in that house, he had a temple of Radha Govindaji. And Prabhupada, when he was 3, 4, 5, whatever, he was wandering around from his house. He used to go in that temple and take darshan for hours on end. And then the very first deities Prabhupada ever installed in New York City, he named them Radha Govinda. And then when he opened the temple in his hometown of Calcutta, remembering that Radha Govinda, he gave them that name, Radha Govinda. And the personal deities that Prabhupada had, his father gave him when he was a young man, they were named Radha Govinda. So Prabhupada very much liked Radha Govinda. So he would come in front of the deity and raise his hands and dance slightly to the side to side, like we call the Swami step. And then he would chant, Venam kavantam aravinda dalayataksham barhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobam govindam aripurusham tamaham bhajami. Like this. So here's an example of Prabhupada showing as the Acharya the teachings of Rupa Goswami of the 64 lines of devotion to come before the Thakurji and feelingly offer prayers. So as we come before the Thakurji and feelingly offer prayers and beg for mercy, the Thakurji is now in our bead bag, in our Tulsi beads. And the Thakurji is Radha Krishna Yugal, or all the, if you have that idea or conception, or the holy name is all Krishna. It's a little more different conception that we get also. All the three names are referring to Krishna, and it's from a different idea and conception. So you're coming before the deity, the Archamurti, the Sakshat Sri Krishna, the holy name. So then we feelingly offer prayers. So the prayers are so many, and those prayers to the holy name are the same as Krishna. They're equally applicable to the deity. You can offer the same prayer to the holy name. You offer the same prayer to the Thakurji or Murti of Krishna, or if you have darshan of Krishna Sakshat, you can say, Atta Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Graham Indre Sevan Mukhei Jivado Swayameva Spuratida. This is a one prayer to glorify the holy name. You understand?
Yes.
So this is a devotional practice. It's Vandanam, it's Nam Vandanam, offering prayers to the holy name, and then Krishna is pleased. So we start chanting that way. We approach the holy name humbly. We glorify the holy name. This is how we learn our sadhana from our guru. Prabhupada, he used to have us recite this prayer, the Shikshastakam. That's also glorification of Krishna. Sarva Shakti, Nija Sarva Shakti. All your powers in the holy name. All the powers are in Krishna also. Krishna is Sarva Shakti. Everything's there within him. And Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, Krishna, if you touch Krishna, your consciousness becomes purified. Right? So all those Shikshastikam prayers, they apply to the holy name, they're a glorification of the holy name. So you can sing those or sing different shlokas. I gave different shlokas there. Kali Kaleta Dharma Yuga Kali Kaleta Dharma Krishnam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vine Nahitara Pravartan. Or Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Namara Prachara. Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Namara Prachara Tati Lagi Pita Varna Chaitanya Avatar. It's from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Krishna is taking Pita Varna Lagi. He's taking this yellow color. Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Namara Prachara. The Yuga Dharma for the Kali Yuga is Nam Prachara. That's the Yuga Dharma. But then the actual Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma is much deeper than that. It's actually Vaidhi Sadhana, Nam Prachar, Nam, but then Vaidhi Sadhana, then Ragnuga Sadhana, and to the Gopi Bhav, and this is the direction of the Gaudiya Sampradaya.